From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown.
I love it and I hate it. It's fun to shovel, though. Gotta go to work. Everybody's gotta go to work, right?
Sarah Carlone in Collingswood, New Jersey, clearing the snow from around her restaurant after the big eastern storm. She's one of millions of people digging out cars, homes, and businesses, heading back to work or reworking travel plans. Air, train, and bus travel remains backlogged, though all the major airports in the New York metropolitan area are now operating again. National Weather Service forecaster Mike Eckert says look for much warmer weather across the east over the next few days. That will help melt the snow, but it also poses the danger of flooding. And Eckert says a new storm system is about to hit the West Coast.
We have a big system moving into Washington, Oregon, and California this morning. And it's going to spread a lot of heavy rain and heavy snow across much of the western U.S. Tuesday, Wednesday, and even into Thursday.
On the Gulf Coast, hard freeze warnings are in effect. Fruit and vegetable growers on alert to protect their crops. India is on a countrywide terror alert as security forces search for militants who are reportedly planning attacks on major cities. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the government is putting extra police on the streets in cities including Mumbai.
Security is especially sensitive in Mumbai, which suffered a terrorist attack in 2008 that killed at least 166 people. Police say they have intelligence reports that four militants from the Pakistan-based terror group Lashkar-e-Toiba have entered Mumbai in an effort to carry out another major assault. Today, police made house-to-house searches in some parts of Mumbai, which is India's financial capital and the center of its booming movie industry. Security has also been stepped up in Goa, a popular tourist destination, and Bangalore, home to many of India's computer call centers. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
In San Francisco, a law requiring at least 20% of workers on publicly funded projects to be city residents takes effect in the new year. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, the ordinance becomes law without the signature of San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom.
The ordinance applies to all city projects worth at least $400,000. The quota of city workers would increase gradually year by year until 2017, when 50% of workers would have to be San Francisco residents. Contractors who don't meet the quota will have to pay penalties. Mayor Gavin Newsom didn't veto the measure. There would have been enough votes on the Board of Supervisors to override. But in a letter to the supervisors, he said, "For San Francisco to remain the regional leader it traditionally has been, there is much outreach to be done with neighboring cities and counties. More than 20% of construction workers in nearby San Mateo, for example, are unemployed." Newsom gives up the San Francisco mayor's job in January when he'll be sworn in as California's lieutenant governor. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
This is NPR. A delegation of African leaders heads to Ivory Coast today. The group intends to confront Laurent Gbagbo, who is hanging on to power after an election certified by the UN in favor of challenger Alassane Ouattara. Gbagbo refuses to concede despite pressure from the U.S., the European Union, and the African Union. More than 170 people are dead after weeks of post-election violence in Ivory Coast. A tragic accident is how police in South Florida described the deaths of five teenagers in a motel room. As Phil Latzman reports from Miami, authorities point to carbon monoxide poisoning.
A maid at the Hotel Presidente in Hialeah discovered the bodies on Monday. It was later determined they had each died of carbon monoxide poisoning after the car they had driven was left running in a garage underneath the room. The vehicle was running after it had been jump-started, and high levels of carbon monoxide fumes were found in a staircase leading up to the room. The victims, who had rented the motel room to celebrate a birthday, ranged from 16 to 19 years old. There was no evidence of foul play, alcohol, or drugs, but police and fire officials are looking into whether the hotel was properly vented and equipped with detectors. The U.S. Fire Administration says carbon monoxide poisoning kills more than 400 people each year in the United States and sends another 20,000 to the hospital. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
AT&T is expanding Wi-Fi access for its New York subscribers and introducing it in San Francisco. The company is trying to provide more data capacity in the two cities because use of Apple's iPhone and other wireless devices is very heavy there. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for